Kilo Oscar 4, November, Uniform Echo, KO4NUE, any station. Can I have a radio check, please?
KO4NUE, KD2BNG, you sound fine to me. Are you calling the net?
Yeah, roger that. I'm going to try it on 5 watts tonight. Just want to know if I was putting any trash into the repeater.
Pretty much full quieting on 5 watts. Let me try the same thing once.
Yeah, I do. You got just a little bit of hiss, but it's not bad at all. I mean, you have to listen for it, but sounds good.
I think I said before, this is that Midland commercial radio, and it's either got low power or full power. So 5 watts or 45 or 50 watts. But, you know, if I can stay within this power range and still be heard, that's fine.
Anything in the world wrong with that? Sounds good. What kind of, is it a handy or, that's not a handy at 45 watts. What kind of radio is it?
Pinnacle ones. They're the Midland Olympian series. I have the VHF one and the UHF one. The UHF one came out of the cab that I drove in New York. And this other one that I'm on now, I bought off of eBay. You know, they're good little commercial radios. Commercial radios usually are tough, and they usually have, if not good audio, they have loud audio. And generally, they usually have pretty good transmit as well.
Yep. Well, like I said, no issues here. But, Glenn, appreciate the signal report, bud. Let me get a few more things together, and hopefully I'll see you at 9 o'clock. Hope you're doing well, sir. 73, KO4NUE, I'll be standing by.
82BNG, you can check me in if you'd like.
Got you, Glenn. Where are you at tonight, sir?
It's Gray Court, little town with one post office and one stop sign.
Be in the log, sir.
Right, 73s. That's coming up, so go do your thing. We'll see you later.
QCQCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m., in the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. We'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGJU portion. We'll go ahead and start with the pre-check-ins tonight, starting with KA3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville, KA4JCA, Miss Sally in Simpsonville, KA4ACL, Ashley in Simpsonville, and K3DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club, and KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, and W4FCM, Fred in Travelers Rest, N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Travelers Rest, and K4XMR, Mail in Prosperity, KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, and KG4QLQ, Miss Linda in Piedmont, K4OSH, Mr. Pat in Malden, KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, N4ASW, Tony in Asheville, And KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben in Simpsonville. KN4RJN, John in Brown Summit. And KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. Dave in Easley. And KO4CEF, Andrew in Inman, South Carolina. We'll go ahead and move on to Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call KU. We'll move on to the RF portion of the check-in tonight, beginning with India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James. I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's be where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
NUE, and November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello, I'll be negative and negative.
NUE, Banana Whale, please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna. Good evening all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
NUE. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for a comment. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
NUE. I-4-L-Z-I. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table, but I'll be monitored.
That was a good group. Let's go ahead and recognize, first of all, let's recognize my wife, KO4RYP. That's Anna. She's here in the ham shack with me tonight. Also, we'd like to check in KD2BNG before the net started, Mr. Glenn and Greg Court. And KK4JFO, Mr. James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. N4JBM, Mr. Jerry in Campobello. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, I have you down for some comments, sir. He brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, tell Miss Donna we said hello. Also, we'd like to welcome KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, up in Table Rock. All right, any additional stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE. We'll make one more call for EchoLink stations real quick. All stations, EchoLink only. EchoLink only, please call KO4NUE.
Net Control, this is Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, Gus, calling from Southwest Florida.
I'll be in the log, AA4 Gulf Hotel, Mr. Gus down in Southwest Florida. Hope you're doing well tonight, Gus. All right, let's move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
Net Control. Kilo, Golf 4, Mike, Uniform Kilo, KG4MUK, Wayne, I'm over in Sandy Springs, mobile, be negative, negative.
KO4NUE, Ning Chad, please check in, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
Alpha, this is you and Miss Anna, please check in, Kilo 4, Oscar, and Neil. Well,
amendment,
I'll be negative and negative.
AUE for NGU. Phil in Bowling Springs, good evening, Chad. Negative and negative.
AUE. check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred. I'm in Mobile in Piedmont. You know where I'm heading tonight, Chad. 7:30 you, Chad. I'm just in on all minute. I'll be negative and negative.
We're NUE. N Kilo Echo 4, November, India Delta, KE4 NID. Mike in Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
Let's go ahead and recognize KG4MUK. That's Mr. Wayne down in Sandy Springs. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, at KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. Miss Lorena, I hope you're doing well tonight, ma'am. Nice to hear you on the radio. Also, K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt in Inman. And W4NGU, Mr. Phil in Boiling Springs. Phil, sounding good tonight, sir. Hope you're doing well. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4NNH, Mr. Fred in Piedmont. Fred, you be safe going to work tonight, sir. And also, we'd like to welcome KE4NID. That's Mr. Mike in Campobello. Mike, you're making a good trip into the repeater tonight. Don't know what you're doing to your radio, but keep on doing it. Sounds really nice. All right, with that, we'll make one additional call. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. So we'll jump up to Echo Link stations real quick. Echo Link stations only, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, hello again, Chad. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself, all the net. No traffic, no roundtable, and do be sure and tell Miss Anna hello from me.
Welcome, KA4PQA. That's Mr. Stephen down in Greenwood. Stephen, Anna says hello to you, sir, and hope Miss Jennifer's doing well, too. Nice to hear from you tonight. All right, we'll move on to the next group, Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Again, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative once again.
I'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris down in Liberty. Chris, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo Tango, KO4YKT, Mark and Inman, I'll be negative and negative.
Let's go ahead and welcome K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County, and KO4YKT, that's Mr. Mark and Inman. Mark, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. Name's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
Welcome, KO4YHH. I believe I got that right, Jim. If I did not, please recheck with me, sir. That's Mr. Jim down in Berea. All right, any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. You had it wrong. It's not YHH, it's YHY.
I apologize. We have you in the log. KO4YHY, Mr. Jim and Berea. Hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
UE, Chad. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, rolling at Pickens. Negative, negative, and a very great evening to all.
4 NUE. Then please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Negative, negative. Holding on a stake. Check in.
NUE. Good afternoon, Chad. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Delta Whiskey Delta, Elisha and Lyman, and I will be negative and negative.
NUE. Ted, Miss Anna and Annette, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little by Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Well, wait a minute, drive, no traffic. Joy will be in and out. Good evening to you and Anna and all on the net.
I'd like to welcome W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave and Greer. Dave, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And Mr. Roland down at Pickens, K1CJW. Roland, nice to hear you tonight, sir. Mr. Keith in Seneca, KN4CHY, hope you're doing well too, sir. And KQ4 Delta Whiskey Delta, Elijah in Lyman. Elijah, I think I got your call right. If I did not, please recheck with me, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary in Easley. Gary, I have you down for some comments, sir. And please tell Miss Joy, K3JOY, that me and Anna said hello tonight. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HX. That's Patrick in Penrose. And Chad, I will... have no comments, but I will hang around tonight.
KO4 NUE. Whiskey 4, Echo, Alpha, Echo, Ryan, Mobile in Greenville.
4 NUE. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN, Harry and Candler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Good to hear you.
NUE. Quebec 4, Foxtrot, Romeo Yankee, this is Rhonda and Lyman, and I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick down in Penrose, and W4EAE, Mr. Ryan in Greenville, KC4EZN, Mr. Harry in Candler, and KQ4FRY, that's Miss Rhonda in Lyman. Miss Rhonda, hope you're doing well tonight, ma'am. All right, any additional stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. So we'll go ahead and move to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I have no comments, but I'll be listening.
Welcome, KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd down in Simpsonville. Lloyd, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, we'll make one more call, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE. That usually means that's it, so we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rag chew may secure it this time. This is KO4NUE, and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now go ahead and start the rag chew portion. First on the stump tonight is Mr. Larry and Greer, KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, how are you tonight, sir?
4NUE, KK4JBQ. Well, I guess if you're asking my physical condition, I'm fine. I'm fine as a fiddle. I have something to say as a public service. Donna and I are customers of Duke Energy. and we received a breakdown. Yes, a breakdown of our electricity use. And several things were recorded on there that I don't know where it came from. Like, for instance, we are using an above average amount of electricity for our home, and maybe they're comparing us with our neighbors. I'm not sure. And most of this was occurring. This is key. Most of this is occurring with devices or uses that are always on. In other words, this isn't, they're tracking over time, I imagine, and it's a solid, constant use. So we got our heads together and we figured, well, let's go around and see what's plugged in. Perhaps not in use. Perhaps it's stopped using the thing, you know. And we did that starting in one area around her office desk. Now, let me describe from one outlet, and I have to admit that I'm responsible for some of this, okay, because it's going to sound pretty outrageous. There's, of course, a computer in use, so we have a uninterruptible power supply, a UPS, in the knee hole of the desk. And that has like five outlets on it. Some are backed up by battery power, some are not. As you know how those things work. Okay. So there's five outlets on that, and connected to one of those outlets is a power strip. And there's nine outlets on that. They were all occupied. One of those, or actually two of those, were connected to other power strips. And there was like seven on one and six on another outlet. So we got busy. Now that we found one offender, we got busy. So as it is now, that has been greatly reduced. Greatly reduced. And truly, nothing was plugged in that we chose to unplug, which was in critical use. All of it was legacy stuff. So as a public service, I just recommend that everybody take a look at what's plugged in. And I will add that wall warts, and everybody knows what I'm talking about, wall warts consume some little power, even though the device is not even connected to it, the device is being charged or operated, even if it isn't connected. That is a transformer, and it is consuming a bit of what you might call parasitic drain. And what do you think about that, Chad?
This is KO4NUE with KK4JBQ. You're right. This week I have been, last week, working a little bit with transformers. I've got an older power supply in here that I've been trying to repair now for week two. Not every day, though. I get tied up with other things, but it's a center tap transformer on it, and I've been measuring voltage and trying to figure out how to regulate the thing. But I did pull an amperage to see how many amps it does draw. It's about a half an amp just sitting there. It's an older power supply. I'd say 40s, 50s, maybe. And so you're right. It pulls something parasitic to do nothing. So when you take a look at the power bill, I see what you're trying to do. You got to do all you can do to try to get it down. But you are correct about the transformer. And by the way, Larry, there's a surplus store up here in at North Carolina Line up near Hendersonville, and they had an industrial transformer that they were getting rid of. Things are pretty expensive, but they had it for $40. So I got it in here. I've been experimenting with it, and I'm going to do some testing on it next week, see if I can do something with the power supply with it. But if I don't figure out how to regulate the stuff, it's going to do me no good.
An interesting thing. Great to experiment with and to see if you can monitor what it's doing and regulate what it's doing and make whatever whatever it's tapped at, you know, make that available to other equipment. Might be a good bench power supply. I have no idea what we're talking about, but if it's a good old heavy iron, in other words, not a switching power supply, you'll get, and depending on its condition, you'll get really nice ripple-free, clean power from it, and that's something desirable. KK4JBQ.
Copy it.
KC4EZN, we got you here. Go ahead, sir.
This is going back to Larry's comment about his Duke Power bill. We're also a Duke Power customer up here, and what Larry might want to do is log into his account and take a look at the profile that they have. I look at my bill, and it's... Part of me gets a big life out of it, and part of me gets some useful information, which I guess that makes it useful. But we did that, and we're wondering how come sometimes it looked like we were above average in some places and below average in others. And basically, the profile they had for us was a house that's about half as big as what it really is, and part of that, I think, is the builder. This house is a two-story house, and basically it started out as a nice three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,700-square-foot house, except that the basement is completely finished, so it's a 3,400-square-foot house. Duke Power thinks it's about 1,800-square-foot house, so that explains some of that stuff. We didn't change any of it, but that's when you start comparing yourself to your neighbors, I'm not real sure I'd go real far with that, but you might take a look and see what kind of house Duke Power thinks you're living in. That might explain some of the things, but the other comments about I've forgotten the words you've used, Chad. The loads that are, they're loads and they're not doing anything. If you walk around your house at night, you see a light. See what that light's telling you. And yes, it's consuming power, whether you want it to or not. With that, we'll turn it back to you, Chad. Thanks for the opportunity to chat. It's KC4EZM back to KO4NUE.
It's nice to hear from you, and hope you enjoyed your trip. I hadn't had an opportunity to hear, you know, how all that went, but appreciate you dropping by and giving the comments. I haven't taken the time to do what Larry's doing, but I think I might do that tomorrow. Take a look at the bill again. Didn't think about looking at the profile, but we'll take a look and see. But anyway, appreciate you dropping by, Harry. Nice talking to you there. All right, Mr. Larry, go ahead. You want to comment on anything Harry said?
KK4JBQ. Well, I sure appreciate you dropping in there, Harry, and giving both Chad and I heads up on the fact that they have our homes in profile. We've been profiled. And Chad's home is standalone. and ours is part of a complex, and there's probably 75 just like ours, the same. So it's not likely they got something wrong, but if they did, it's wrong for a lot of people right here. And I will add, too, this is a little side of what we got into. We found a lot of equipment, such as an old compact disc player that was plugged in. It hasn't been used in a very long time. So we took that out of and gave ourselves more space. As a matter of fact, a lot of the rat's nest of wires going everywhere disappeared. I just can't imagine. I really can't imagine. It sends a fright down my spine to think just how much that little, that one outlet, that one duplex outlet was pulling constantly with all these things connected to it. As I said, there were very near 20 things connected to this through power strips and the UPS and all this stuff, including on that circuit anyway, on a 15-amp circuit, a laser copier. And I asked Don, I says, you know, it's germane to the work we were doing. I says, because it's in her office, she uses it all the time, and, you know, for various purposes, she runs a lot of copy paper through that, and when it turns on, the lights dim. Does that tell you anything? I says, Donna, is that always on? She says, yes, it's ready. It stays warmed up and ready to go. Ooh, KK4JBQ.
It's KO4NUE. Well, you know, I mean, you got to keep things warmed up. And, I mean, she's using it today, you know. I'm bad about that, too. I got some things in here that, actually, I'm sitting here looking around, and I'm looking at all these little green lights and red lights on all this stuff. And, you know, there's a handy talkie over there on charge with a green light on it that, you know, I use occasionally. And then there's a VoIP phone with a wall ward on that. And, you know, watt meters and controllers for the antenna. I mean, it's, you know, it's endless. So at what point, how do you make the decision what is priority, you know? I'm going to have this, got to have that, you know. But when you start looking at the dollars, you kind of changes your mind a little bit.
N0TR.
N0TR. Tom, would you like me to get you in the log, sir?
Oh, I just had a comment there, Chad. If you're wanting a variable power supply, I got one I built years ago, and it's got a 10-amp variac in it, and a digital readout, also an amp readout, and puts out volts AC, volts DC, and it's even got a carrying strap on it. And you might have to put some better meter leads on it, but they're pretty good. But all you gotta do is come and get it. And if I want it back, I'll just come back up there and get it back and use it. But it's a handy test instrument.
Appreciate that. I'll give you a holler. But let me get back to Larry here in just a second. But just gonna let you know, I'm studying. That's what this is all about. I'm about to pull my hair out, to be honest with you, because it's kind of slow. I'm trying to figure out exactly what's happening. The thing was working, and it's old, so I plugged it in to monitor the thing, and it just quit. So I got my meter out and found two diodes that were bad. So I replaced the diodes and started working again. Well, it didn't last long. It burned those two diodes up. So I decided, okay, something else is wrong. And everything on it checks out except in the regulator circuit. And I kind of get lost in the traces and trying to figure out what's going on with it, but I'm studying. I learn a little bit something every day, but it's been a slow struggle, but I'm getting there. It take me a little more time.
Send Gerald TR. Well, Chad, sometimes you gotta look real close. Now, I think that was a triplet. You mentioned it one time. Memory served me right sometimes. There's an 18-volt Zener diode in there, in a lot of them, and I happen to know who's got one of those, too. But make sure if you replace the diode, it should have been a Zener or a standard diode, and they look very much the same. Except I think the Zeners are germanium in those, but I'd have to look.
Appreciate it, Tom. I'll give you a holler. We'll talk about it. Let me jump up and get back to Mr. Larry. I won't cut him off. Tell Miss Bernice we'd say hello, and I hope she's doing well, sir.
Thanks for letting me break in. Hi, Larry, and this is Gerald T.R. Clear.
It's always great to hear you. KK4JBQ.
Larry, I'll let you know what's going on with the transformer, and I need to call and catch up with you anyway. It's been a busy week, and this week's turning out to be just as busy. Perry's doing well in the shop, and he thought we had another hard lesson for him yesterday, but he figured out that he had moved wrong argon bottle around. Thought he left the valve on overnight, and of course came in the next morning, and you know, argon was all gone. And but he forgot that he had swapped bottles and put an empty bottle in. So we had a uh-oh moment there for a little bit. You know, $90 for a bottle of gas. So he's learning. I'm proud of him. He's learning. He's getting it. And me and Papa just, you know, we just kind of giggle, you know, because we've both done it before and blame it on each other. Well, you come down here and left the bottle on. No, I did not. So now we got three of them down there doing it.
Now you got the whole crew and don't know who to blame. Kind of reminds me of growing up with a brother who was a scamp. I'm telling you, he just enjoyed getting in trouble. Well, my parents didn't know what to do, you know. I'd say, no, I didn't do it. And he'd say, well, I didn't do it. And he's 3 years younger, so quite often I got the blame. But he got better and better at it. He was just really just a hooligan, my brother. So then my parents came up with this idea of, we find something wrong, we're going to punish both of you, and we'll get the right one. You ever heard that? And I just, that just put an end of it. I did everything but threaten bodily harm to that brother of mine. He grew up to be an adult, much the same. What can I say? Oh, and as Tom mentioned, triplight, the confusing traces might be clear as a bell if you find a schematic of how that thing was actually put together in test points and such and such and such. Those things are awfully helpful sometimes if you're unfamiliar with what they're trying to do at that point on the board. I'll just toss that in there. Awfully good to talk with you, Chad, and we'll do it again real, real soon. Everybody have a good night. KK4JBQ. Catch the next one, Chad.
All right, Larry. That's KO4NUE. Appreciate you dropping by. Appreciate the comments. And I'll catch you later on down the log. And before I let you go, just going to let you know, there's a word for punishing the whole group when you know just one's guilty, and that's called mass punishment. And it's pretty effective. That way, the parents don't have to get involved. They just let the older brother handle it. You know what I mean. So, anyway, appreciate you dropping by, Larry, and tell Miss Donna we've said hello. With that, we'll ask if there are any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE.
Sorry for the late check-in. If you can, check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Uniform Romeo. That's KO4, RUR. It's been a while, but this is Chris here in Greenville. So I'm going to be in and out.
Welcome, KO4 RUR. That's Mr. Chris in Greenville. Chris, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, we'll move on next on the list. Next on the stump is KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in the Easley. Go ahead, Gary. How are you and Miss Joy tonight?
Finette, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad. Good evening to all of them. Our tires showing a little bit. I got up early this morning. I had a 7:30 eye appointment at my ophthalmologist and went over there and got a good report from him. And came on back and rested for a little bit and let my eyes get back to normal where they dilated them. I couldn't see anything. But after all that got done, I went outside and I had fixed my, I had a tram 2-meter antenna. It comes in three pieces, and when you take the pieces apart, you have to take the wire inside it. Has got some little fittings with hex set screws on them. One of those came apart, and I had to take it. I took it down and put another antenna up, and then I took the other antenna back down and put that one back up today after I got it repaired. Got the wire all set back in there and got the set screws tightened up good. Put a little Loctite on them this time, Chad. I didn't put it together the first time. I put a little Loctite on those set screws. Hopefully that won't happen again. Got that up and running. And then I came in there to the ham shack and started cleaning in here and straightening up wires and all of that. So it's been a busy, productive day.
Well, I'm glad you got the thing fixed. I know you've been having some issues out of it, and it's nice to, you know, not throw the thing away, but figure out exactly what's going on with it. But I was going to let you know, last week we built some antennas at the club out of ladder line. One of our past presidents, passed away, and his wife donated some of his ham gear to the club to continue to learn and forward the hobby. So we decided to take the ladder line in honor of Mr. Day, and so we took the ladder line and we built a total of five antennas, and we utilized them in our simplex net last night. We called them the T-Bark Hornets, and I'm going to tell you, we were quite impressed with those antennas, actually. They did really well. I've got one station that I can't ever hear. And it just frustrates me to no end that I can't hear that station. But last night I heard that station on the T-Bark Hornet. So Anna and I were in here and we were just, you know, I wish you could be in here when we do these simplex nets, because it's just like, oh my gosh, I heard so-and-so this time. And it's just, you know, it's just quite the experience. But the Hornets did really well. We're pleased with them.
I think that is absolutely fantastic. I'm glad that those T-Bark Hornets worked. And I didn't have any doubt they would work. But I'm glad you were able to hear some people on them. And that really means a lot. You know, especially if you go into the club meeting and you say, well, hey, we're going to build these antennas. And then the next club meeting you go out, well, I heard you on that antenna. So it makes everybody feel good. and the Simplex Net was a lot of fun. I didn't have up my normal antenna, and had some other issues with it, and so with the other one. So I didn't get to hear as many people as I did last time, but that's okay. You know, it could have been propagation or who knows what else. On a different note, I wanted to tell you about the rebar. Yeah, my dog was digging out from under the fence, and I went and bought me some rebar and cut it, and took my little torch and cut it, and a bennet, and made candy canes, if for lack of a better word, out of them, and drove them things down in the ground, and hooked the bottom of the fence with the hook, and the dog is in the fence. She hadn't got out again, so I guess that worked out as a positive note.
UE with KI4DOS. Well, I gotta ask, how'd the torch do? Did you get the flame on it right?
Well, sir, I turned the bottles on, and I reached over there and turned the acetylene on and took my striker, and it popped the flame out there, and I added a little oxygen to it, and I had the all them little fingers out there real close to the bottom, and then that other fetus out there. I tell you what, that thing gets hot quick.
You're exactly right. I mean, really quick. The acetylene does pretty good. Dad had an old welding trailer years ago, and it had, instead of acetylene, it had propane or propylene, some kind of weird gas on it, and you can't do quite as much with the propane or propylene, but it's pretty doggone close. It gets hot super quick, and especially with the rosebuds. You know, Dad's got an assortment of rosebuds down there. You don't use them a lot, but when you need them, they're, you know, it's one of those things you gotta have. But in between the regular torch head and the rosebud, now that's hot. And I think you got a rosebud in that little kit you got. But just be careful, because it consumes a lot of gas pretty quick.
Heating up a great huge area. I would have swapped it out, put rosebud on there. But I wasn't heating a real wide area to heat it up real quick. So I heated it up and got it sort of cherry red, and then I moved the flame back up to the rebar a little bit. And I meant to take some pictures. I still got some of those pieces that I've been out there in the barn that I didn't use. I didn't use them all. What did I get? I got 4 10-foot sticks of 3/8 rebar, and I cut those in 2-foot lengths, and then I bent five, 6 inches over, and drove them in the ground the rest of the way. And the parts that I bent over that were kind of long. And the ground wasn't that far away, so those went down in the ground as well. So, but it worked great. I was real tickled and enjoyed using the little old thing. I told Joy, I said, I didn't think I would enjoy having one of those for so many years. I said, but it comes in so handy for all kinds of different stuff. And so I'm real pleased with it, and it's doing its thing.
Good deal. Don't forget now, like I told you, when you get ready to fill the bottles, bring it. You may have to bring it down here, because you take it to a store, they'll look at the date on it or a stamp on it, and they have to be tested. I think, don't quote me on it. It's every 2 years or 4 years. And if it doesn't have that stamp on it, they won't fill it. But this tank bleeds some off this big tank, but I'll have to put the little tank in a garbage pail full of water when I fill it. But when, you know, you run into that problem, give me a holler. We can help you out with it.
That in mind. Those things are probably like fire extinguisher bottles, you know. Those things have to be inspected every so often, and once they get a certain age or a certain number of refills in them, they won't do them anymore. And I guess since it's pressurized, you know, that makes a good bit of sense as far as that goes. But let's see, I guess that's about all I've got over here on this end of town, Chad. Sound like you got a good nick going. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. I was going to eat me a piece of pie and have a cup of coffee, but Joy fixed me such a big supper tonight, I'm overly stuffed, so I'm not going to eat anything else tonight. I'm just going to go in there and prop my feet up, sit in my easy chair, and relax for a few minutes before I go check my eyelids for pinholes. You and Miss Anna have a great day tomorrow, and I appreciate you calling in, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS.
Comment?
Recognizing Tom. Well, 73, Gary, and you have a good night too, sir. And Tom, you go ahead, sir.
Just for a comment, Gary and Chad, used to be ICC has to check them every 10 years because, you know, they got to haul them. And that's all I wanted to throw in there. Check me in tonight, too, Chad, please.
I got you in the log, N0TR, Mr. Tom N. Greer. And appreciate the comments, Tom. I honestly thought it was every 2 years. But I don't get into that kind of stuff. I know we take the bottle down there and drop it off, and they won't unload. You know you have to put it on the dock, and then the guy comes out there, and that's the first thing he looks at is the stamp. And if it needs to be stamped, it goes in one pile. If it's good and ready for refill, it goes in another pile. So, but all that comes with the lease. You have to lease the bottles and this, that, and the other, and all that's covered in it, you know. Doesn't matter to me what they have to do with the bottle. I just, you know, we just need the gas. That's on them. But I thought it was every 2 to 4 years. But I think next time I go down there and talk with them, I'll ask them how many years it takes. But I don't know how they stamp those hardened bottles. But they got to have some more machine to do that, or a big hammer one, because those stamps are really deep in that hardened bottle. So I'm not sure how they do that. But anyway, Tom, tell Miss Bernice we said hello, and appreciate you dropping by tonight, sir.
Yeah, it used to be 10 years because of the Interstate Commerce Commission. But that's all I know about it. And I used to fill oxygen bottles because when I was really, really poor back in Kansas, and I still have that device to do that, and I'd go get a bottle, and you could keep it 30 days without leasing it back then, and Merle, my neighbor, sold me two bottles, one from the Army and one from the Navy, and I'd lay them down, and I'd hook them together, and I'd open up both valves, and I'd fill one up half, and then I'd do the same thing again with another one, and then it was down to a quarter, and then I'd use that quarter building my stoves and my log splitter and whatnot, and then I'd take the other one back, and I still had lots of oxygen for quite a while. That's what you call poor, Chad. That's in the real TR.
If that's the definition of poor, then we fall right in that category with you, because we've done a lot of swapping and sharing too, and Dad was always real careful when he did that with acetylene. I'm not sure why,
but oxygen, he just cracked the valve and let it slowly fill. You know, he didn't want to shock the bottle or anything. What he called it. But at any rate, appreciate the comments, and like I said, tell Miss Bernice we said hello. All right, Tom, let me move on down the log. I think one more call for check-ins, and then I'll grab Mr. Patrick. Any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4 NUE.